Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. Comedian Bobby Haha is here with a list of things to talk about.
He is here. He's on time. He even made his own list. This is his way of apologizing.
I remember when I used to be able to get an introduction out. And to my left, looking like he rolled out of a dumpster, Mr. Ben Rosenfeld. I don't know. I think
first of all, Ben, why don't you quit? You're interrupting Mike's fucking introduction here, which is a big part of the show.
It is a big part of the show.
It's showing the setting the pace for the show, and you were already interrupted.
I thought Mike was done with his intro. He shook a paw.
Quiet now. This is not your time. We'll let you know when you're allowed to speak.
Hey, can we?
I'm not one of your bottoms, Bobby. I can speak when I want.
No, you're Mike's bottom, so it's the same fucking thing.
Hey, wait a second.
Listen, let me tell you something.
After me now.
There's nothing worse than a bossy bottom like Ben, you know what I mean? They're going to tell you how they want you to fuck them.
Now, we have to talk very seriously about what's going on with Ben right now. Because the people at home really don't understand
right. What
happens when we came in today. Ben's hair is just, it's Unabomber. He just looks like the Unabomber. He's doing high-level math in order to hurt people.
But, and also, he didn't have the cameras, the
nothing set up, set
the audio
up.
Set up or nothing.
It was 2:27. I still had 3 minutes to go.
Listen, you said you were up since 9 o'clock this morning. Me and Mike have to wait outside because we're scared to come up here to hear the bullshit of him. Right, Mike? We're at a park bench out there.
Yeah, we are at a park bench outside. We don't want to come up too early.
Good. Because you shouldn't. You should be respectful of my time.
Can I ask you a real question?
Yeah.
What have you been doing since 9 a.m.?
Yeah, I can answer that.
Yeah.
Mostly, because I got my book funded last week, Russian Optimism, Dark Nursery Rhymes to Cheer You Right Up.
Okay.
And, like, depending on the pledge levels, I had to get in touch with people to, like, see if they wanted their name in dedications page, like, how they want their name spelled, or if it's someone else's. So I've been doing a lot of admin work with Russian Optimism this morning.
Okay, I thought you were writing your manifesto.
No, that's next week.
But that's the way you look, like you hate society.
No, but you know what he's doing? He's growing the beard long, and I bet you in a few weeks, when it's real long, he's going to trim it nicely. He wants to be a hipster.
I do need a haircut, so I'm going to...
No, you see what I'm saying? Too. He already wants a haircut, and he wants to be a hipster. Fix his beard so he can look like every other jerk-off motherfucker who's 29, 30, 33 years old. You know, around that age.
Is that what's happening, Ben?
He wants to be like every other jerk-off.
Defend yourself, Ben. Because Bobby's really, he's saying you're going after a hipster look and that you're going to be doing rooms in Brooklyn in a month.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm going for a professor look.
Professor my balls. Right. You don't even have a PhD. But he's very...
I want the audience to start expecting smart jokes from me.
He's setting the tone
for smart jokes.
Well, listen,
you shouldn't do that. Because no one likes smart jokes. They want jokes. They want to just be funny. Your smart jokes don't go over, pal. Let me tell you with that phony fucking beard bullshit that everybody expects. You know what they expect to come out of your mouth with the phony beard bullshit?
What?
Shit! Because that's what's coming out of your mouth. It looks like an asshole with hair on it. That's what it looks like for all of the listeners. Our good friends.
Ben's cultivating this look. He's cultivating an intelligent look for intelligent comedy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I tried looking like normal or young, and people weren't buying my smart jokes, so maybe this will help.
It doesn't matter, because you're not that smart as you think you are. You didn't get a PhD. You dropped out.
Yeah, but he's,
or maybe he got thrown out. Maybe I think he got thrown out.
Just because you don't have a PhD doesn't mean you're not smart.
I don't think he's that smart.
Ben's pretty smart.
All the other people that don't have PhDs are smart. They invented Facebook and shit like that, Microsoft. Not Ben. He hasn't invented any fucking thing.
He did a Russian Optimism book.
Hold on.
No. Okay, listen. His Russian Optimism book is with other people's poems. Not his own. He can't make up his own shit. He doesn't have that kind of imagination. He doesn't have that kind of mind. He has to copy everyone. Just like with his bullshit hipster, he wants to be a hipster because he has to copy. He's a follower.
You heard the song,
Follow the Leader, Leader, Leader. Follow the Leader. He's like an ant. An army ant.
They're slaves.
Exactly. They just follow the other ants. If all the other ants are wearing hipster beards, he wears a hipster beard. If they all want to do Ocean Optimism thing and they come up with it, the queen ant there comes up with the thing, he'll just say it and put it in a book. But he himself cannot come up with those kind of ideas.
Bobby should be hosting a nature channel.
No, but I think you're wrong about that. I think Ben is, number one, he's smart. Let me defend Ben here a little bit, okay? I didn't like the way that we were greeted when we came in here. I'm like you. I was upset with him. You know what I mean? I don't like the way he does not taking care of himself now. Mm. But I gotta say, Ben is very smart, and he's talented, and putting together the book is a unique thing, man.
I like the book. I told him I'll do the voice work for the book. But it's not his idea, his poems in there. Those are stolen from other Russian hardworking poets.
I don't know if they're stolen. And Russia is they're the king of stealing from each other. So
no, but he's a plagiarizer.
I don't think he's
plagiarizing. I'm not claiming that I wrote them, Bobby.
He's not claiming.
He's the East Coast Carlos Mencia. You know what I mean?
Jesus. Wow. We just took a dive.
That's pretty heavy, right?
That's a pretty heavy thing to say.
That's
a pretty heavy thing.
That's a pretty big accusation.
I would never say that. Da-da-da-da.
I think Ben's beard will not put up with that.
I like Carlos Mencia better than
that. So do I.
Look, Bobby, I went through hundreds of Russian nursery rhymes. I translated them. I picked the best.
Oh, okay, you translated. Okay, well, you see, he didn't explain that.
But he uses his multilingual, proving that he's intelligent.
Okay, see, I didn't know that he was translating.
I translated
into English so our public can enjoy them also.
Well, in English, they're threats. They're not really. I mean, I hate to spoil.
Well, they're threats in Russian, I believe, also, if he translated them properly.
They're moral lessons in Russian.
Yeah, but they're. Yeah, then moral.
Well, anyway, there's the sky little kids.
Their culture is different over there, even though they bit a dick in the World Cup yesterday. Sorry, dude.
And I can't say nothing about who's smart or who's stupid either. The other day, I was invited to a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go down to the
guy? Can we address the fucking accusations before your bullshit barbecue story?
No, you can't. The barbecue story comes before anything, my friend.
By the time you finish your story, we're going to forget what he accused me of. I'm not going to
Exactly. That's what we want to forget it. No, we want to forget everything we know about Ben, because he interrupted Mike's opening, and still that upsets me, so now I'm interrupting your rebuttal. Okay?
Here we go, people.
Let's talk about something more interesting than Ben. Let's talk about what happened Saturday.
Before you get to that.
I went to a barbecue, and there was nobody there. And I was really, I could taste the hamburger in my mouth. So I was like.
Yeah, I bet you're always tasting meat in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I do. And let me tell you something. Yeah, but usually it's more of a pork. So what happened was.
Pork lo mein.
No.
Because they're Asian.
Oh, you have to explain it too slowly. You do it too slowly.
We're spelling the jokes out
here. Yeah, we have to spell them out here this episode.
Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
So I went there to the barbecue.
Oh, yeah, let him finish his story. I
went to the barbecue.
Coming back to Ben.
But he interrupted your introduction. That's why
I apologize for that.
No, okay, now he finally apologizes, but I'm still interrupting you. And then I'll apologize later. Should I go to there was no barbecue.
Why?
Should I call the guy?
Right.
The guy's in Boston playing a gig with his band, the 86th. 86s, I guess they're called, because they've probably been 86 out of a lot of joints, because not they're good musicians.
Are they?
But he's the kind of guy who will tap the audience.
Oh, wow.
He's a big guy like me. He'll
fight the audience?
Oh, yeah, this guy's psycho, man.
The fans that pay money to see him, he literally fights them.
He will kill them. He's John the Plumber. He don't give a fuck. And he owns a Hub Plumbing Company in Mechanical, New York. He's a great master plumber, and it's a great company. But himself, he'll attack you. You don't pay your plumbing bill, I'd feel sorry for you. He's got a big dog, too.
So he'll play.
He's probably waiting for me to come over for the barbecue. Now he says it's next week. So he's probably waiting for me to come over for the barbecue to seek the dog on me and then put me on the barbecue.
Well, why would he have anything against you? You messed up.
I think I
messed up, that's why. Right. So you gotta watch out for these guys, man.
I think the real takeaway here is Bobby doesn't know how calendars work.
I think Bobby does.
Well, I give him a shout out, Hub Plumbing, Big John.
Right.
You got plumbing needs. You like your pipes are like clogged and stuff. He'll unclog them for you.
He unclogs pipes.
Oh yeah, he'll
unclog. You know a lot of guys that unclog pipes.
Well, he's a master at it. He's a master plumber. That's all I can say.
I like the double meaning. I like how you keep saying master plumber because he's an actual plumber, and Ben keeps trying to slam the gate.
But Ben is trying to slam the gate next Sunday.
I'm upset I didn't get to defend myself.
Next Sunday, why don't you come down like the Christopher Street with me and say that.
I think Ben will do that.
On Gay Friday, yeah, when a whole bunch of gays just do nasty shit to you. We'll throw you down in a trough and we'll all pee on you.
That would give the gays a bad name.
No, it wouldn't. It'd give Ben a good name because he would like it.
No, I don't think
because Ben. Because he's a masochist, Ben.
I don't think Ben.
I think he has that masochist stuff.
Ben, is there a Russian poem that you can say that can stop this, put this to rest?
Okay. Oh, I apologize for interrupting you.
Okay, let's go, Ben.
Now you can go back.
Now I apologize. I can go back nine minutes ago.
I apologize.
All right, Ben, let's
First of all, when Bobby started his rant against me, I'd like to point out he gave me a backhanded compliment because he put me in the same sentence as Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates.
Yeah, you're close to being a genius.
Yeah,
that's
so
what you meant, right?
He unintentionally gave me a backhanded compliment.
No, I was
so
saying you're the
thank
opposite
you, Bobby,
of
for that. No, our friends can listen back to it. I know what you said. If you had let me get what I wanted to get in right away, you could defend yourself. Now you don't remember what you said 8 minutes ago.
I know exactly what I said. I said you're not like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates who don't have the PhDs, but they still are very successful.
But you compared me to them, putting me in their league in your mind.
You're parallel.
Oh, yeah. Parallel. Wow, that's pretty good. That means I actually might have some respect for this
guy.
You
do. Deep down inside.
Deep down, maybe. Deep down, have deep, respect. Deep, wow, deep he pulled down. It right out of the inner self of me. Wow.
He pulled it out of you.
Wow.
He's my intelligence for that. Whoa. Also, with the translations, I picked...
With the transvestite, you said, right?
Translations of the text. I went through hundreds of poems. I picked out the best 30. And then for each illustration, me and the illustrator, we worked together to brainstorm what the best illustration will be. And I kind of guide that process like an art director. So there's a lot of creativity involved, Bobby. Although
I didn't say it wasn't, but it's very hot in here.
I didn't write the original poems.
Mike, isn't it very hot in here? We complained about this all last year, and right now I'm starting to sweat.
I'm sweating, but Ben makes a great point with his book. It's a unique idea.
Oh, no, it's a great book. I love the book. That's why I decided to do the voice work for the book, because the book actually is great. I love that book.
It's a great idea. And he's got the money. That's why
he's got the money now.
He's got the funding.
The funding.
And now it's off its feet. And that's what he was doing since 9:30 this morning.
Right.
Do I necessarily believe that's what he was doing since 9:30 this morning? No, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I'm actually worried about him.
I think he was doing something else.
No, I'm worried about him. He looks disheveled.
Right.
He looks like he's not taking care of himself.
Yeah.
He lives in a neighborhood full of people just like that.
Right.
Who are walking
around. Oh, tell him what happened with your bag. Tell our friends
what
happened.
On the like, I'm sitting there. I know Ben doesn't like to be disturbed early.
Well, I saw you on the park bench. On the park bench. I passed by. It's an idol.
I was on a park bench, just eating my food, minding my own business. I'm keeping my bag to the left side of me, out of the sidewalk. Three people trip over my bag. It's out of the way. They still manage to trip over my bag.
There's a center for the blind here,
it's
Mike.
A moronic neighborhood, Ben. You're too good to... Then I come to your door, and you look disheveled, muttering to yourself, tripping over your... You know, it's... I don't know what you're falling into the trap here of this neighborhood. I don't know. You should live by the train like I do.
Well, like I said, he has a follower syndrome, where he wants to be... To see what the hipster be, and he's trying to grow.
Ben, are you defend yourself against... Are you going to go to Brooklyn and start doing shows?
Only if they book me.
You see, I told you. He wants to be a hipster.
I'd rather do show bands.
But Astoria is just like Williamsburg, you know.
It's getting to be.
It's getting there. It's an upstart neighborhood.
Well, not this neighborhood. Not the one where he lives in.
But where you're at.
Where I'm at's a little...
Well, where he's at...
A lot of gangs, too. A lot of gay people. This is like the new West Village, and they moved to Hell's Kitchen, and now it seems like all the young gays are coming here because they can't afford to live in the city yet. They all got roommates and everything. There's a bunch of gay people I know around here.
Well, the gays are different from the hipsters.
Well, they're all the same thing. They're young, out-of-town people like you guys. You're not native New Yorkers. You weren't born here. I was not born here.
Bro, I'm proud.
You were born. Yeah, you were born in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm proud.
Middle
of
America.
I'm proud of where
Middle
I'm
America.
You watch your step.
You and your NASCAR.
Use your next word carefully.
You and your NASCAR. Your bullshit meat and potatoes crap. And then Ben,
he was a mushroom farmer.
Excuse me, he was a mushroom farmer.
Yeah, my father.
Psychedelic mushrooms?
No, my family. I know you should immediately go there. You fucking drug addict.
I was going to be your friend if you said, yeah. If you were like making mushrooms, like, yeah.
But you're not his friend anyway? You're not his friend, Bobby?
Of course I'm his friend. Who roots harder for Mike Vecchio than I do? Nobody. And let me tell you another thing. And Ben comes from Russia to Connecticut, and he wants to move here, so he wants to act like he's from here. But all those guys we can tell with those phony beards and everything, they're all full of shit because they're not native New Yorkers.
I don't act like I'm from
everyone, you try to be.
I don't act like
that's
I'm
why you say, oh yeah, I look like a New York cop. You don't look like New York anything. You look like you're from Ohio, man.
I look I'm 100% Italian.
What you're 100% American.
I'm 100% Italian American.
No, I'm 100%. 100% New Yorker.
All
right. Yeah, all you people come all here right, because you can't do anything anywhere. So, oh, I want to come to New York because New York is the greatest city on earth.
What do you mean,
it's
you
a town,
people?
It's a town. Yeah, you people.
I've always wanted
you
to say
people
that.
From out of town, buddy. From Russia, then Connecticut, then all of a sudden you want to go to New York. Just like you from Ohio, and you want to come to New York. New York is a town so nice they named it twice, baby.
How about Ohio?
New York, New York, baby.
Where I'm from in Ohio is a steel town that fucking built this country. And if you don't believe
they didn't build New York, pal.
Bruce Springsteen.
No, no,
because
no.
He's got a song about it, dude. It's called
And he's
Youngstown.
From New Jersey. He's from Jersey.
Exactly. He wrote a song about Youngstown.
But it's Jersey. He's not New York. He's not a native New Yorker. You want to talk native New York?
You know, this
I don't want to talk about
you guys
about
are both...
Actually.
How about Billy Joel?
I've never wanted to follow...
In his favorite Italian restaurant. Bottle of red. Bottle of white, my man. There you go, Billy Joel. He talks about your Italian restaurants and everything.
I've never wanted to fall asleep so much during so much yelling.
I never wanted to fall asleep so much. I'm just telling you like it is. New York is the greatest city in the world.
And that's soccer, why let's here. Talk about it.
Let's talk about soccer. The United States choked. Right, Mike?
Really choked.
Yeah, Mike, as the bandwagon fan of the podcast.
First of all, I'm not a bandwagon fan of America, you fucking communist, because your team bit a dick yesterday. Russia, what? Mother Russia.
You don't
Russia
know who I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I don't know who you're rooting for in life. You know?
You, Bob, and me, not in that
Russia
order.
Or the United States. First of all, I'm an American citizen. I'm the only one here who could be president. Okay? You weren't born here. He's a felon. I'm the only one who could be president.
And I'm also a veteran, so I take president over both of you.
No, but you're not. You still can't be president. Be the president of the United States, bro.
You can take it, yo.
You yes,
can
I
take
could.
President. No, you cannot.
Yes, I can, dude. I was born in America, and I'm not a felon.
No, you're a steel town guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have the brains to be president of the United States.
Bobby whatever. Brings up a valid point. All presidents went to Yale or Harvard.
Give right. a shit. I went to Penn State.
Right, exactly. Where child molesters come from.
Look at you judging anybody.
I'm not judging
you got
anybody.
The right to judge anybody?
Oh, yeah, I'm not a child molester. Everything I bang is over 18 years old.
That's fine.
Bobby's an adult molester. There's a difference.
No, but it was good. Like, last week I brought someone here to the podcast. Yeah, don't. And my associates recognized his garbage here, and I got rid of him right away.
That's just because you can't have any intimate relationships.
You
that
really do have
us.
Intimacy issues, probably.
No, I don't.
You don't have intimacy issues?
I
you
intimacy,
can't connect
I,
with any
of you bang
of these.
30 dudes a month, you don't have intimacy issues?
Yeah.
No, but I had one from Australia the other day. I'll give him a shout-out, Australian guy. But then I found out after he was at my house over fooling around. I'm not going to say his name, right? I wouldn't do that. But the guy was a banker.
Yeah?
And that got me, yeah, it was very upsetting.
Well, it was nice that you fucked a banker in the ass instead of
no,
like
when I talking you, about, whatever. But the thing is...
When you pulled out, do you say I'm making a withdrawal?
No, I should have. Yeah, that was a good one. That was
Mike is
no, but the thing is this.
Sitting on that bench really...
He was a nice person, though. He's a nice person.
They're all nice people.
He's a nice person until I found out he was a banker. Then I understand, once I find out they're bankers, it hurts. Bankers are lawyers.
Then you defaulted on his loan?
Oh,
that was a semen joke, too.
You spit in his ass, but then when you find out he's a banker, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think you should sit on the bench before every podcast, Mike. You're really breaking.
Well, I'm forced to sit on the bench. I can't talk. I'm forced to sit on the bench, Ben, because you don't want us here early. Because it cuts into your productive time. I know that you have like a list of things that you do.
I actually
and
do
you
have
check
a list.
Things off.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a very organized Russian.
You're trying to insult me by saying that I'm organized and that I'd have my shit together.
No, you're the problem with this. You're an organized subversive. So, I mean, we should watch out for a guy like you. You're motivated and you're organized, but I don't think your intentions are good for this. I question your intentions for this country, and I didn't previously do that. But since the USA Soccer lost, and then you're calling
me
a bandwagon.
They lose.
They tied, but they were fucking winning 2-1. In 20 seconds left, Portugal scored, and it just, I don't know how you guys aren't broken up about that. As an American.
First of all,
As an American,
I play soccer, first of all.
As an American,
I play the game. Right, I don't watch it anymore because it's all full of shit. Because, first of all, I boycotted these Olympics because the Brazilian country, I mean, the World Cup, and I'm going to boycott the next Summer Olympics because what they're doing in Brazil, they're displacing the poor people. They have the poor people out in the streets. By gun, they forcibly move them out of their own areas so they could build these mammoth stadiums. Look what happened to Greece after the Olympics.
How is that any different than what they do in America, Bobby?
No, we don't do that in America.
Yeah, in New York, they do. Real estate. It's called real estate.
Yeah, well,
I understand. But not as bad. They're really abusing these poor people in Brazil, and I'm tired of it, so I'm boycotting the World Cup. And the Olympics.
They do the same thing in fucking...
I don't
America,
care where they
Bobby.
Do it. But look what they did in Russia. The same bullshit.
Supreme Court
they spend
ruling.
Billions and billions of dollars on these stadiums. In that, what was that, Sochi, Russia? No one's ever going to go there.
Yeah, but as soon as you saw Putin with his shirt off, you would forget all
no,
that
it's not my cup of
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, you like
that's,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
you
no,
like a Putin, nice Russian.
No, I, no you never see me banging a Russian. I banged a few
You
people.
Would get dominated.
No, I'm the dominator.
Putin would dominate
Putin
you.
Putin would dominate
yeah, no, no, just
you.
Like, Putin would dominate somebody. That's why the United States is the most dominant country. We can destroy anywhere. You know what Russia is?
You can't
a little thug
destroy
in
Afghanistan and Iraq.
Oh, no.
They're nobody.
Oh, no, bro. Watch your step, Ben.
Now you're opening your mouth.
Watch your
you're
step,
You're
going
to get hurt,
ben.
And I'll tell everybody
transition.
Where you live. I'll tell everybody
it's
where you live.
It's called a transition.
And you don't want my good American friends to come down here. And do nasty things to you.
Before we get to that, let me point out, as I'm the most American on this podcast, because I don't give a shit about soccer. Boom.
I don't care about soccer either. You're
I
not
care
American.
About when America's playing soccer. Because it's the United States of America, where it's the land of milk and honey. Where I live.
That's Israel.
Right.
Come on, dude.
The land of milk and honey is Israel.
This is the land of milk and honey.
No, that literally, that's like their slogan.
Israel. That's their slogan. The land of milk and honey.
What's our slogan?
We'll land kick you. Don't tread on me. Land, we will kick your
military,
ass.
That's a military. Land
no, that's not military. That's not military.
Land of the free.
Free, home of the brave. And I like Missouri. The show me state.
The show me state.
That's right. Show me something. Don't bullshit me.
Well, that's because you're a flasher. You flash people.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right. Are we getting to the...
I don't like what's going on in the podcast today.
Neither do I. It's awful.
Okay, also, I want to give a big shout-out today to Anna for a great American. One of the greatest Americans of all time here.
I love that.
One of 79 Medal of Honor recipients who is still alive. He just received it last week. United States Marine Corporal William Kyle Carpenter. Received the Medal of Honor for jumping on a hand grenade to save his buddy.
Unbelievable.
And he's a great example, if you see the way he acts and everything, to other people, and he shows a lot. He's really good.
Just to be clear, this is like a real grenade, not like a fat chick at the bar at 2 a.m. to help his friend?
Are you a fuck? You know what I just said? The guy can see the Medal of Honor. You're trying to make a joke about it?
Well, he's looking for the jokes.
There's no joke there, Ben. Let me tell you, for something that, like that, I will hurt you.
Bobby, I don't
when
think
you're talking
that,
about a Marine who just received the Medal of Honor.
In a bad way.
And also, bad what happened this week is we lost three Marines to a roadside bomb in Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant David Stewart, Corporal Brandon Garabant, and Corporal Adam Wolf. Staff Sergeant Garabant and Corporal Adam Wolf lost their lives in Afghanistan this week to a roadside bomb. So there's still stuff going on over there in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. There's a lot of stuff. I actually like that you name names, Bobby.
That is good.
Well, because they're Marine, they deserve their name to be written.
That's true.
And people should know their name because these guys gave their life fighting for freedoms overseas. Now, whether the war is bad or maybe it's good, whatever the reasoning is, the soldiers who go over there to fight think they're fighting for the good of this country and to keep this country free. And they should not be to blame. The politicians are bullshit. They're assholes. But they should be named these heroes because they gave their life fighting for what they believe is the right thing for this country.
I agree with you.
No disagreement on that.
And I actually think it's bullshit the mainstream media doesn't name names all the time.
Absolutely.
And like,
it should be more.
I think I've mentioned this before. Like Israel, everyone knows every soldier that died or is missing or whatever. In America, it just gets all pushed under the rug. So I actually think this should be a recurring segment if more people have to die.
Right, but hopefully no one should have
hopefully,
to die.
Hopefully
we should be
not,
pulled out by now.
But we're still in there, so, you know, it's...
And now the thing,
I think you should bring it up every week.
Right, and now this thing going on in Iraq is, like, ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
We shouldn't have went over there in the first place because of Dick Cheney and this guy Bush making all kinds of money with the Halliburton and all this other shit. They used that place as a money thing. They lied about the weapons of mass destruction. Over 4,800 Americans lost their lives for something that had nothing to do with us.
Thousands more injured horribly.
They say, oh, Saddam Hussein was a bad dictator. Yeah, there's bad dictators in countries all over Africa, Cambodia, Burma, which is now Myanmar, all over the world killing people. But since they don't have oil or anything, we don't go there.
Well, the country's collapsing now.
But, yeah, but it was going to collapse in the beginning. It's a country just started 100 years ago, Iraq.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that. Iraq became a country 100 years ago. It's not even been around. It was part of Persia and Iran and everything, and then they broke off.
Bobby's right. It's historically speaking, that area is always under conflict. There's all these different ethnic
groups. For thousands of years.
Iraq is a political country that doesn't take into reality that there's different ethnicities in different parts of the country that don't want to be lumped together.
First of all, it's a religious war. Why should we get involved? It's a religious war between Shiites and Sunnis. That's what it is.
And
the Sunnis want the power, and they're coming in from Iran, and the Shiites now who are in power in Iraq are like, oh shit, now what do we do? Because Iran is helping, and you can't blame them, because they want their people to be not abused, because the Shiites are abusing those people
in Iraq. And
they
should really split it up into Sunnis. They need to split up that country.
There's three ways.
A lot of those countries and peoples are just historically always at war.
Always at war.
Iran and Iraq are always
at war because one's a Sunni, one's mostly Shiite, and they're fighting over things.
Afghanistan, too. Russia was in there in the 70s.
Right.
They got their ass kicked. Those are warring people in small fucking
the villages, the tribes.
They're tribal warriors. That's right. Just what they're going to do.
And they've been fighting for 1,000 years. We should stay out of it.
Yeah.
It's none of our business.
Yeah, the biggest sadness with all this is, to me anyway, is the loss of any life, but especially the loss of American life.
Right, it's something we shouldn't even be involved in the first place.
Well, here...
They never had weapons of mass destruction, and now Cheney is on the news blaming it on Obama.
Yeah.
No, why don't you look in the mirror, jerk off, you evil bastard, yeah. And look at yourself. You started the war.
I agree.
And that's
it. I agree,
it.
Man. Yeah. I agree, and now the place is collapsing.
Right, that's
fucking,
bad. That's very bad.
It's a fucking mess.
Now, back to a little comedy. So, what else is going on, guys?
Oh, Amazon released a new cell phone to compete with Google and Apple.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah? I like Amazon. I have Amazon Prime.
What does it do?
I think it does all the same shit, but then it also, like, you can scan any code, any, like, barcode anywhere.
Right.
And buy it right on Amazon.
Oh, man.
Stuff like that.
It's going to make it
a better consumer society.
And I think it, like, interacts with Amazon Prime to get, like, free streaming video and music and stuff like that.
Don't understand the fucking thing you just said.
I have Amazon Prime, so to say. We both, me and Ben both have Amazon Prime.
You're barely on Twitter, dude.
I'm on Amazon Prime, though.
You're barely on Twitter.
I don't even have Twitter on this phone. Ben's got to do it for me today. I'm going to give a shout-out to T-Mobile. I was down in Washington, and I dropped my phone before, broke it and everything. Even though I have insurance, you got to pay $150, right?
Yeah.
But I went to the T-Mobile store instead of doing it online. I didn't want to go through insurance. T-Mobile looked at it and just said the water got into it without me dropping it.
Mm.
The guy said, "What? Did you drop this?" I was like, "I don't think so." And he goes, "There's water in it." I said, "It's probably from my sweat." And
Bobby is a sweaty man.
Right. So what happened was they took the phone. I had to pay $50 for a loaner, which they gave me back when I came to the, when they sent me the new one. But they sent me a brand new phone, and I didn't have to pay anything.
How many prepaid minutes
back.
Did you get? How many prepaid minutes?
No, why are you assuming he has a burner?
I pay unlimited everything.
I thought he had prepaid minutes.
No, I pay unlimited everything.
He has too many.
No, I know it's in my try and put infos that I need a prepaid phone, but no, I don't have to do that.
It was an insult.
And I've had the same number for over 16 years. How long have you had your number for?
A lot of time.
Not longer than that.
Yeah, I've had it for a long time because you don't know me.
No.
There's no way he has prepaid minutes because if you've ever picked up a phone call from him, you know it goes on for forever.
That's true. But I was trying to slam him.
I have friends of mine, my best friend even, Robert, he won't even call me. He only texts me because if I answer him back with a phone call, he won't answer. I have to text him back because he knows it'll go on forever.
Yeah, because you can talk, you can throw it down.
Yeah.
We know from the podcast, our listeners.
No, the podcast. I've having sex with guys and they complain about it.
You talk during sex?
Yeah, the guy told me one time. He says, "I'll never go out with you again." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, the sex was good, but he says for 3.5 hours you didn't stop talking." He said, "Even when my mouth was on his microphone there, I was still talking." He never seen anything like it.
Few have,
and not talking about sex either. I'm talking about the weather, what's going on in places.
That's worse probably than the sex.
Yeah.
we've come to a rare.
Well, Bobby's checking his notes. We barely had a makeup thing today.
No, it's a true story. I've been told by a lot of them.
Usually, I have an agenda plan, but Bobby came in with his own note cards of agendas.
They say, "Don't you?"
On the back of a flyer for Pat Nixon's NYC crime report.
Well, first of all, let me tell you a little something. You're complaining I'm not here, I don't show up, and this and that.
But you didn't show up. We complained.
Today I came early with a prepared list.
I like.
And now you're complaining about that.
I'm not complaining. I like.
You're full of shit. Where's Ted the Teddy Man? Ted the Teddy Man, come
in. He's traveling.
Okay, go get a microphone thing. And I'll buy the equipment, and we'll replace this Ben. We'll go to my house. I got air conditioning.
We're really quick to get Ben.
We didn't replace you.
What?
We didn't replace you on your hiatus.
You can't replace me. How can you replace Bobby Haha?
Just go to any meth clinic? I don't know.
Wow. He's saying that we can bring any meth guy in here and
meth
he would
head,
do better.
Meth head.
Any meth head would do better.
Do I look like I'm on meth to you?
No, you don't. You look rather healthy.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to the gym and everything. Healthy. I have a personal trainer living in my house.
Wow.
And he's a nutritionist. And he's also a thick Chinaman. And let me tell you something. And I'm tired of his bullshit. He comes from Fukunese, wherever the hell he is. And here's another thing, let me rant about a little bit. You're talking about some sick bastard. He comes and stays in there because he's my trainer. I said you stay there for a month or two to train me to get me back on track. You know,
he's been there a while now.
No, yeah, he's been over there like a month and a half, 2 months.
He's going to, like, evict you soon.
No, exactly. Now all of a sudden he's taking over. I says, you have a certain amount of space in the, you know, I have a big refrigerator freezer. And you have a certain amount of space, this and that. He took over the whole thing. All of a sudden, my house smells like Canal Street, the mutt
like
down there.
Port Clomane?
Something like
that. That's a callback from before.
No, but it's not a good callback because he doesn't cook that kind. He cooks very healthy.
Hey, can you call him a Chinaman again?
He's a Chinaman. He's a Chinaman who's trying to take over. The Chinese are taking over everything. That's why I have them on my side.
Well, because
that's why I have a Chinese trainer. Because the Chinese, I remember when Flushing was Koreatown.
Yeah.
And now Flushing is another Chinatown. There are four Chinatowns now in New York. From one, and they already moved out, Little Italy, your people. They moved you guys out. You got like a half a block now.
Yeah, because we're all on Staten Island now.
No, and even...
There's no Chinaman in Staten Island, friend.
Oh, there's Chinaman everywhere. And they're taking over. And that's why I like the Chinaman, because I got to get on their side for when they take over.
I feel next week's podcast is going to start with Mike issuing an uninterrupted apology.
No.
I don't apologize to you!
To the Chinese American Association for using the word Chinaman over
and
over.
I didn't use it, Bobby.
I used it. And I'm not ashamed to use it, because I have respect for the Chinese people.
So do I.
Thank God you didn't say you have respect for the Chinaman. That would be bad.
I have respect for the Chinaman, too. But the Chinaman's trying to take over my house.
Yeah, but they
he's already getting ready to sign his own lease. It throw me out.
They procreate. They're out fucking everybody. That's
no,
why they have the
actually,
numbers.
Actually, no. They don't have the numbers. The largest population in the world is the Indian people.
India,
Pakistan, and Bangladesh together is over 3 billion. So that would be twice as many as the Chinese
have. It's emerging, though.
No, they all came from India. Bro, they all came from India, which is part of Asia. They're all Asian people.
I think they all came from Africa. That's how evolution works.
No, we're not talking about when that part. We're talking about the India, the way they look now.
Nas.
They all came from Africa. That's how evolution works.
Nas.
How about my balls came in your mouth?
All right, Bobby. Way to fucking reduce it to the lowest common denominator.
Because he's trying to go back to caveman days and everything.
He looks like a caveman. Look, he's got a beard.
Exactly, he does.
His hair. He's on the paleo diet.
He looks like he's going to chase a woolly mammoth out in the street there.
He looks like he's the Cleveland kidnapper.
Wow.
Keeping people in
the room. Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Having babies in pools, in little pools, indoor. It's crazy.
Mike, I don't think you should mention that either. That's not nice to say that.
It's not nice. This isn't the fucking news,
bro. What if those young girls are listening to the show right now? I apologize to young ladies who for 10 years you were suffered in Ohio, too, and by one of your own Ohioans.
And now they have to suffer the indignity of listening to our podcast.
But they're listening to Mike, who is an Ohioan, talk bad about three Ohioan girls who spent 10 years in captivity by a monster.
He was a monster.
Who looks like Ben.
He was a monster, and now he does resemble Ben. I'm not going to argue with
that. Yeah, that I give you. He does resemble Ben.
He does resemble Ben, yeah. With a beard and his hair. But he really... Are you going for a Ted Kaczynski look?
No, I'm going to get this cleaned up.
Are you going to get a shave?
No, he's going to put it neat. I told you. He wants to be a hipster.
No, I told you. Here's my philosophy.
That's the reason why. I bet you in a week from now, it's really neat, and he's got a short haircut that with the sides are going to be like shaven, and then he's going to have a little bit on the top. Not like your high top, but something like that. And then the beard's going to be real neat, and he's going to put on a flannel shirt like all the rest of the
people. No flannel shirt.
Yeah, but the same kind. You know what I'm talking about. Those shirts they're wearing now.
Set him straight, Ben.
He can't set me straight. He knows you're bullshit.
Let him defend himself a little
bit. I've never had a beard before, so I don't know how beard trimming works. So I was going to just cut it off and let it grow back.
But you're letting your curls grow out, too.
No, I guarantee
I need a haircut.
He gets a trim.
I need a little summer trim.
I bet you he gets it nice and trim.
If I get my haircut and they fix up my beard, so be it.
He's getting chicks, too.
You need plastic surgery, too.
He's getting chicks, too.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
How many chicks did you get last week?
He's working.
How many girls did you have sex with?
I found one that I like, Bob.
How many girls did you have sex with last week?
It's not a numbers game like that, bro.
I had...
With straights, it's not like that.
I had 8.
All right, well, that's fucking your takeout.
One day was a triple.
All right, but the gay community is different than the straight community, bro. It's a different community. You have different rules.
They don't have any rules.
Oh, yes, we do.
What are the rules?
Stay away from hipsters.
All right, that was a slam on Ben, which I don't disagree with. I mean, he had that coming.
He did.
He should have fucking shaved. If he didn't want that, he should have shaved.
Plus, he wasn't prepared when he came here today.
He's struggling.
We started at 2:30.
The podcast is like out of sync today because
we're afraid to come here early, Ben.
Right. We don't want to have you
stand
here
down,
with your
dude.
Whiny bullshit.
And we used to do yoga together. You don't come to yoga anymore.
I'm going to yoga next week.
I got
to
go to yoga.
I signed
up
for the.
But he's going to the fancy downtown yoga.
The ones in Manhattan. I got a hookup.
Well, you're too good to go to the story.
Well, now with the heat, maybe I'll just.
I banged somebody from one of the yoga places. So I get a hookup?
Was he doing a downward dog?
Yes, he did.
A downward dog with a Bobby Haha.
Yes, I spotted him on the downward dog.
I was panicked today.
All right.
Oh, they go,
I'm
just
saying, I wasn't yoga. I was panicked today. I was like...
What was wrong?
Oh, because I was about to lose my shit because it was fucking hot. I was really...
In yoga, you mean?
Yeah. I was in...
You go to the hot yoga. That's right. Yeah,
you go to the hot one, and it fucked me up, man. I was like...
Did you go to the big yoga thing on Saturday in Times Square?
I read that, but I didn't go.
There was like thousands of people out there at the yoga match in the middle of Times Square. They do it every year. The summer solstice, when it turned summer, which it turned on June 20th there.
Sounds like Saturday. Something hipsters would go to.
No. It was regular people who enjoy yoga. But that's why you didn't go, Ben.
But it sounds kind of hipstery.
Look, hipsters like would follow them and go there on the next block
they
over.
They would do it with a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Or tell everybody they went. And then walk around the yoga mats, but they didn't really go.
That's true.
That's what hipsters do.
Ben's on his phone.
I'm pulling up user tweets because I'm prepared for next segment.
Ben, you should do it. Well, we're talking. You're interrupting
why
us.
Why do you love
for
user
tweets?
So
like me and Mike are boring you. We're so boring.
Ben's on his phone. Ben's on his phone.
He couldn't care less about the fucking podcast.
Well, all he cares about is Twitter.
All he cares about is the user tweets.
Yeah.
Sorry that I want to show our friends some love.
No.
Oh, also, let me give another shout out to this other guy I met this week. Very nice. You were talking sexy. He's a weird mix. He's Indian and Polish.
Oh, my God. Talk about lost.
Yeah. Indian Polish. So you don't find that combination too often.
So he won't know why he smells.
All right, that was the joke.
See, I didn't say it.
But that was the logical joke.
Yeah, that was a logical joke.
That was the logical
and
joke.
And it doesn't because the guy doesn't smell because he doesn't really eat Indian food.
What's he eat, Dunkin' Donuts?
No, he's...
All right, that's a fucking follow-up because they all work at Dunkin' Donuts.
That was
pretty
good.
Good.
I give it to you. Mike throws a good gem.
I didn't make it to last Comic Standing semifinals 2 years running for nothing.
Well, I don't think you should have made it to the semifinals. No, I think you should have made it to the final.
I think you should have won.
I think you should have made it to the final. I don't know if you should win. It'd be close. There's a few guys that are tough.
There's a lot of good talent, but he was better than quite
a few in there that are at the finals coming up now. I think he should have definitely been in the top 10.
Thank you for getting my back, guys.
Even though I don't like the guy, he should have been in the top 10 because he is funny. I give that to Mike.
Bobby Haha just got my back.
Yeah, but comedy-wise, you are funny.
Not the way that...
you know, you're still an Ohio winner, and I don't like you, but you should have definitely been in it.
Buckeye State.
Yeah,
thank you.
The Brown Eye State,
before we get to user tweets, since we've been focusing on Ohio, do you think LeBron's going back to Cleveland?
No, I think that's a crazy rumor. There's
no
way
he's
going
back
to Cleveland. But I think Dwayne Wade...
WKRP Cincinnati, they were in Cleveland.
Dwayne Wade might
retire.
I don't know what
he's
going to do.
He's broken down. He's great, but he's just done, I think.
Yeah.
But congrats to the Spurs on the win. Did we do that last week?
I don't remember.
No, we did not. We didn't talk about the Spurs.
The Spurs were great, man.
They are a great team. They are a great team. They should have... I thought they were going to win last year. They didn't. Miami did beat them last year, but this year, they were like too easy was going to win.
Yep. And they won by it was the biggest point margin
ever.
Victories in NBA
history. They redeemed themselves from last year.
Let me tell you, I like a story like that where it was such heartbreak for them last year.
Yeah, it was a big advantage,
And right after the game, they gathered themselves and they started
For
the next year. And they did it, man.
They were determined to make sure they won this year.
Unbelievable.
It's a great example to not give up. And just keep fighting.
And play
even
the team.
If you get knocked out of last comic 2 years in a row in the semifinals, you just keep working, and next year you're going to win it all.
You gather yourself.
I don't know. I don't think that they might win it because they you know, sometimes they fix it so great comedians don't win. Like
Ralphie Man.
No, Ralphie, they did win it, didn't he?
Second place.
Okay, and I'll tell you another one. Mike DiStefano.
Yes,
I think he should have won. So also, I think. Whatchamacallit should have won too. Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias. They disqualified him for using a phone on the TV that
was
time.
Was he on that show?
Yes, he was. He was on one time. Gabriel Iglesias. They disqualified him because he couldn't lose. The guy's a funny guy.
He's very funny.
And he helps out a lot of people out in LA. Everybody.
Yeah, he does a lot.
He helps out a lot of people that, you know, could use help. And I appreciate that. He even helped the one gay guy. He put him on the show there, that Ty Rivera, and got him going.
That's good, man.
I give him a shout out for that. Yeah.
I like comics to help other comics.
So do I. That's why I watch the Amy Schumer show. She puts on a lot of New York comics. She puts a lot of New York comics on the show.
She does.
I even see like a guy look just like Mike Vecchione pull up to the bar one time on a show.
Yeah.
This and that. Yeah. And Kurt Metzger's on the show. So I like people that helped out the people that they started with and this and that and give them a shot instead of just putting in some other actors that have nothing to do with comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I'm for that too.
So I'm for that. So I give Amy Schumer a big shout out for that.
Amy a shout out.
Yeah.
Really.
And also the other guy with the beard, David Tell.
Dave's great. Yeah, he gives a lot of guys a shot,
yeah.
Including myself.
Right. So that's why I get it. But you were funny on that show. You killed that show.
Thank you.
He was at the top of his game that night. He must have been drinking it up, boy, down in that bar.
No,
I
was
saying. Did they give you free drinks or anything?
Yeah, they did. It was a party atmosphere.
I think, yeah, you looked like you were partied up that night.
You didn't make it sound like a very party atmosphere the way you said party atmosphere.
But I was stone sober.
No, he was partied up, trust me. I don't think you were sober, Mike.
Stone sober and ready to go, man.
But you look like you were partied up. Or maybe it was after that you started drinking.
It was an after party. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because you looked like you were ready to go there. You don't see Mike in a good mood like that when he comes here, knowing he's going to sit in a hot room and see Ben all the time. He's in a bad
This is cool after Bikram yoga. This is nothing.
No, but yes, it is worse. Because Bikram yoga, you know you're going there for that reason.
Well, Ben has a yoga mat laid out like he might do yoga.
Oh, so he's so this is the Bikram yoga session.
Yeah.
This is it. He puts the hot house hot and humid, so we come in here and sweat, and then he wants us to do our downward dogs and all that other shit. Reverse.
You know what I like about Ben? He's got the mat rolled out.
I see him do reverse camel toe.
He has a cowbell. Like,
you ever see reverse camel toe?
No.
I see a few girls do that at Bikram, yeah.
Well, Ben's got this, it's like suggesting that he works out, but he doesn't really say if he
I haven't seen it yet. I don't
it's
see
just very
sweat.
Suggestive.
Have you ever seen any sweat on that
Nothing.
Yoga mat?
Nothing. I've never seen anything.
Usually there's a little outline of sweat or
Nothing.
Something. There would be. It looks like that yoga mat.
Looks like Ben eats off of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a different kind of eating yoga that he does.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go to tweets.
We're 41 minutes in.
We're giving a guy a bonus time tonight. Let's go to the tweets. We haven't got
the tweets. First one.
It's Ben's favorite segment. He loves using
it. I do.
He can't get enough.
I get to practice my reading skills because I'm not good at reading aloud.
We're 30 minutes in and he's already looking at his user tweets.
Yeah. I was ready to wrap this up 10 minutes ago.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Ben, that we're ruining your nursery rhyme.
Yeah, you're going back to sleep again.
Afternoon that you're going to have.
Yeah, so you can go back to sleep. I got to do things. I got to go send this other phone, my old phone, back to T-Mobile. Like I throw in the box. They give you a nice box. You rip off the label, they have another label under it, and you send it right back. They make it very easy for you.
Well, it looks like a suspicious package.
That's just because Bobby's holding it.
Yeah.
First tweet.
Bobby's held a lot of suspicious packages.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I see the kid walking down the street the other day. I say, hey, what a package.
Oh, God.
All right.
We suck.
Is Gay Pride Parade this Sunday, Bobby?
Gay Pride Parade is coming up this whole week.
Are you going to be marching? Can our friends
No, I don't march. The parade is full of shit. Let me tell you something.
Are you going to skip?
Well, first of all, no.
France.
No,
here it is.
Years ago, there used to be 100, 200 people in the parade.
Yeah.
I was around from the beginning of it. I played in the first gay softball, which is the first gay sports ever. Who was started by the owner
Pretty
of the
sure
dugout.
Figure skating is the first gay sport ever.
I agree with that.
No, we're talking about
I'm on fire.
Of gay people organized. How about wrestling, Mike?
Wrestling's a man's sport.
No, yeah, exactly. And gay men love it. That's why the Greeks invented. Who invented wrestling?
Greco-Roman. Bobby is correct.
The Greeks. They started molesting the Romans just so they didn't get into their crotches and
First
everything.
First of all, no one molested the Romans, bro.
Listen, yes, they did.
The greatest empire in the
fucking
history of the world.
Excuse me.
America is the greatest empire in the history
of the world. People have Greeks bearing gifts. You understand? They come through the back door with the wooden horse there. But we're not going to talk about that right now. With the Ottoman Turks.
You
could fucking say it's gay all day long when you're in a fucking front headlock getting choked out, bro.
Listen, I happen to know a Royce Gracie. He would choke you out in 2 seconds.
Yeah. He would be using jiu-jitsu, which is a form of wrestling.
Right, and how about this? And after he does that, Bobby Hobby standing right there.
I'm not your type, bro.
No, but I'll just
no,
do
no,
it.
No, you're not his type if you're awake.
No,
if
it
you're
just,
passed out.
No. It's not the point of type or not. He is not my type.
You're not
But
my
the
type.
Point is, no, I would do it just to degrade him and film it.
How about I would reject you before you
can't reject it. You can't reject it when Royce Gracie has you in a headlock and you're being choked out and Bobby Haha just slides up in you like a little prison, a little old prison action. Let's go for a little prison action, my man. Yeah, a little prison action.
You said you didn't do anything gay in prison.
No, but prison is known for prisoners do that.
Okay. So the only time you're not gay is in prison.
Listen. Yeah, that's really a weird thing that you don't do gay stuff in prison, but when you're free. And
sometimes I don't do it. I don't just do it in front of little kids and things like that because I don't think that's good. Like to show kids affection in front of anyone, like you know, kissing on people and touching them inappropriately. Like I remember one time I went to the gay Disney.
Yeah.
And they have like
Hershey Park.
No, gay Disney.
Hershey Park?
What's gay Disney?
No, he's trying to say Hershey Park at the Hershey Highway or something.
Yeah. But it's not because it's Disney Park.
No, Disney World. So at Disney World, they wear red shirts the first weekend of June there.
Oh, okay.
And they go down there, and they have And I thought some of the behavior was disgusting in front of kids.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's fine. You show everybody you're gay by wearing a red shirt. You can hold hands or whatever. A peck on the cheek or something like that. But there's little children around. Even straight people, you should not go. They're grabbing each other's crotches and ass, you know, in front of people like to show, look, with so many gays here, we can do what we want. No, that's disgusting to do that. Even straight people in front of children.
I think the idea of gay Disney is not good.
No, it's good to have the gays be able to go to the bar and enjoy themselves, too. I have a lot of gay friends of mine. I'll give a shout-out to my friend John, who's an anesthesiologist who lives in Canada. He adopted, they did have children.
Yeah.
Him and his husband.
Right.
And they have children, and they raise a nice, good family.
Just go regular Disney, though. Why do you need a gay Disney?
Just go gay, because before that, gay couples go to Disney World, they were being abused by straight people and stuff.
At Disney World,
Yes, they were. People were making slandering them, saying things to the kids. Look at those homos over there. And they were doing it.
I'm going to split the difference.
They're not going to do it to me.
I'm going to split the difference between your two viewpoints and just say that gay Disney is redundant.
He's saying Disney is gay.
Right. Well, that's kind of different.
Really? Nothing? I thought that would...
No, it's the redundant part and all that kind of shit. You don't use all these fancy words. This is the PA podcast, man. We don't use those kind of words here.
I use those kind of words.
Well, your man does.
That's why, yeah.
And so does his beard.
Nice one, Mike. Mike always comes on good at the end of the podcast. I noticed that.
He was on all day today.
Okay, first of all, how about a little Twitter action, please?
All right. First tweet.
A little Twitter action.
From @JohnB2733.
That's my boy, John Bradley.
That's Mike's boy. @BigBenComedy. I am no longer just a friend of @ComicMikeV. I am a fan of @ThePAPod.
Wow, very nice.
John Bradley.
We got John Bradley, a friend of the PA Pod.
Kenwood Wrestling, baby.
Oh, I'll start with Penn Wrestling. I bet you and him wrestled a lot, huh?
You know what, Bobby? I don't appreciate it, dude. I don't appreciate it.
I said that as a compliment.
Yeah, you said it as a fucking slight.
No, it wasn't sarcastic at all. I said it as you guys used to wrestle a lot and practice to be good.
Yeah, we're both straight, bro.
Listen, of course you are.
Stop fucking
Of course they're straight. I mean, they're jock straps and all sweaty. And that's it. Jock straps are sweaty on a mat, wrestling around. That's really straight. Yeah, baby. I give it to them.
Have you masturbated to wrestling competitions before?
Oh, come on, Ben.
No.
Ben.
Would you do it just to piss off Mike?
No. I don't do things to piss people off. I do things that I want to do them, and I enjoy doing it. I don't do things to pick up. I'm not like you that you just want to piss the guy off.
Yeah.
The guy's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's, you know, we're all nice guys here, and then you just do things because you're spiteful. Because you're hateful, and that's the kind of person you are.
You could be spiteful without being hateful. Just
no, you're hateful, too. You're hateful. I can see it in your eye. I can see it in his beard.
Ben's fucking
I can see the hatefulness coming out of his beard.
Next tweet from our friend Abigail Altabeth @PitbullLover.
Abigail.
Wow, Mike, you're going to stop clapping after this.
One of our good friends. I will.
Did she slam me?
She said, @ThePAPod, Bobby did the one thing I asked him not to do. He left Ben and Mike alone again. Heart equals broken.
No, but I'm back again.
Well, this was after last week.
I'm sorry we tortured you, Abigail.
Don't say that about her. She's a big fan. She's the one that... I was going to leave the podcast. She's one of the friends that talked me into staying here in the podcast because she felt bad for you guys that without me, you don't hear nothing. But I said, no, I'll come back just because of the friends we have out there. You know, and because I kind of like Mike and Ben without the beard. I don't like Ben's beard, though. His beard has his own personality. I think his beard has...
received, Abigail.
Thank you, Abigail. The Bobby Ha loves you. And let me tell you, Ben's beard loves you, too, I think. I don't know. Ben's beard has, like, his mind of its own.
It does.
It's, like, not a personal different than Ben. It's, like, a split personality there. There's Ben, and then there's Ben's beard.
He's got his hair curling up.
And he's got the hair curling up, too, curling up.
Next tweet.
Next and last tweet from @Totoro. Bobby didn't sound so good. Get better, buddy.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean I didn't sound so good, Totoro?
I think last week you sounded off. Like you just woke up.
Well, you came in late.
You came in late. You lost all your energy because you left it inside someone. You know. I just finished having sex.
And yeah, it ran over here.
That's what I said.
I was drawn out. I was drawn out. And I think the person forced me to do... some kind of illegal things or something or whatever. Maybe
sodomy's not illegal anymore, Bobby. The Supreme Court fixed that.
No, but I actually, believe it or not, because of the pain I'm in, I actually take OxyContin. I have
emotional pain?
OxyContin.
Yeah.
That stuff that people kill for and everything.
Yeah.
I actually have to take that for the pain in my knee and my back. And one day I'll prescribe that. No, it took them a long time for the doctor to even approve that.
Yeah.
They will not approve it unless you really need it now.
One day we're going to...
And I have a lot of pain physically. So, taking that and having sex, it kind of draws you out and then you're weak. And, you know, that's what happened.
That's
I was
what
a little
happened.
Tired last night, but I came in fresh today. I wasn't bullshitting.
It was a great podcast today.
I think this is the first time Ted Teddyman didn't tweet us all week.
Wow.
I hope he's okay.
Well, no, he's probably doing some Yale, whatever, is highfalutin.
I heard that he was being castrated.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby. Why do you start those rumors?
No, because he's not a good stallion, so they wanted to, you know, make him a gelding so he could perform better.
Anyway.
I thought he was like a show horse or something. Tennessee Walker. Wasn't he a Tennessee Walker or something like that? Tennessee Walking Horse.
If any of our friends out there listening want to tweet us, we'll read it on air. Tweet at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, and we'll read it and respond.
Cool. Especially if they're positive towards Bobby Haha. Anything negative towards Bobby Haha will not be read on air.
No, especially negative or positive.
Well, Ben's in charge of the tweets. So
yes, Bobby doesn't know how
to. I get a lot of positive stuff from like the Abigails of the world. Even the Ted the Teddy Man has given me positive things. You know what I mean? So
Ted the Teddy Man's a friend of the show, bro.
I say he's like part of the show.
He's a friend.
He's like the...
he's a part of the show.
Yeah,
he's a
fourth
friend.
We hung out after the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the fourth musketeer. He even bought sandwiches.
Teddy's a good hang.
No, he hung out with him after a show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'd like to thank Bobby Hart today for even buying Ben a coffee.
Oh, that was a nice
offer was a mic, but Mike already had one.
I already had
a coffee.
He
had a Starbucks. Yeah, he
has
a fancy Starbucks.
He's better than us. Working class my ass.
No, let me tell you something. He worked his ass off to get there, man. I've been seeing Mike for many years writing comedy, man. Even when I used to see him at Broadway Comedy Club, we used to talk, right? He was always sitting by himself while everybody was bullshitting, talking shit like me. He's out there, man, writing comedy down, trying to tweak his act to get it better and better and to perfection. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the guy's a funny guy and he does his stuff. And Ben, I think you could take lessons from just watching a man like Mike Vecchione.
I am trying to take lessons from watching.
Do you understand? And watch the way the work ethic he has.
Well, Ben's got that work ethic.
Yeah, but he's on bullshit. He's like publicity type work ethic. You're just working to get the jokes perfect.
I spend time on my jokes, Bobby.
He does spend
time.
Well,
it doesn't seem like it to me. Maybe he does. I don't know.
All right.
He's been getting funnier. He's been getting funnier.
Ben's
been getting a little funny. I got to give it to him.
Ben is funny, and Ben has a tremendous work ethic, and he's... the Russian nursery rhymes.
I mean,
he's taking it from different angles, so it's good. I need to take a page out of that.
I shouldn't say anything, because when I go on stage... I go do an hour, just anything. I have a blank mind when I go up there.
So what's the verdict?
You have a blank mind regardless of if you're up there or not.
That was a good slam. But what's the verdict on the Gay Pride Parade?
The Gay Pride Parade is coming up. I don't like the Gay Pride Parade, like I said, because there's too many people and there's too much bullshit. Like everybody, like, hey, I have sex with sheep or something. There's 8 minutes. The parade goes on for 5 hours.
Right.
You talk about redundancy. You talk about redundancy. Exactly. It's like a bad musical on Broadway.
Bad musical redundant.
Right. Exactly. Right. All musicals are bad. That's what he's trying to say.
That's funny.
And what happens is it just goes and goes and goes. But there will be a party at the barbecue with John the Plumbers this Saturday and Sunday. And he makes great burgers, too. Besides being a master plumber,
right.
This guy can cook a burger, man.
Are the straights invited?
What?
Are the straights invited to this after-party barbecue that you're speaking of?
Oh, yeah, you're invited, and we'll skewer you.
All right.
And you know what that means in gay terms, everybody.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, he gets skewered.
Pig roast.
Yeah, we'll put him on, pig roast, exactly. We'll know what to do with a guy like you.
And we wonder why the gays haven't made as much progress as we had hoped.
Oh, we've made a lot of progress.
Yeah. Threatening people who want to come to your after-party barbecue.
Not threatening. I'm inviting you.
Yeah. With subtle threats that you're going to fucking...
Is that a threat? That's an invite. That's a proper invite.
Exit only, bro.
Come on in.
Come on in
and get skewered. And let me tell you something. That's a polite invite from us.
Yeah. Are you inviting all our friends to come over and get skewered at your barbecue, Bobby?
No, because we don't want to skewer you either, Ben. Nobody wants to skewer you. You or your beard.
Alright.
We might skewer your beard, maybe, but not you.
We're going to end on that. Thank you for joining us on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. For comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld, I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. We'll see you next week!